The public carping subsided when the iPad went on sale in April and people got their hands on it. Both Time and Newsweek put it on the cover. The tough thing about writing about Apple products is that they come with a lot of hype wrapped around them, Lev Grossman wrote in Time. The other tough thing about writing about Apple products is that sometimes the hype is true. His main reservation, a substantive one, was that while it's a lovely device for consuming content, it doesn't do much to facilitate its creation. Computers, especially the Macintosh, had become tools that allowed people to make music, videos, websites, and blogs, which could be posted for the world to see. The iPad shifts the emphasis from creating content to merely absorbing and manipulating it. It mutes you, turns you back into a passive consumer of other people's masterpieces. It was a criticism Jobs took to heart. He set about making sure that the next version of the iPad would emphasize ways to facilitate artistic creation by the user. Newsweek's cover line was, "What's so great about the iPad? Everything." Daniel Lyons, who had zapped it with his snooky comment at the launch, revised his opinion. "My first thought as I watched Jobs run through his demo was that it seemed like no big deal," he wrote. "It's a bigger version of the iPod Touch, right? Then I got a chance to use an iPad, and it hit me. I want one." Lyons, like others, realized that this was Jobs' pet project, and it embodied all that he stood for. He has an uncanny ability to cook up gadgets that we didn't know we needed, but then suddenly can't live without, he wrote. A closed system may be the only way to deliver the kind of techno-zen experience that Apple has become known for.